How many like to be wild for Jesus?
Amen.
That's good. It really is. Thank you, Pastor Alex, and all of you that are in leadership here, and then all of you that are here holding up the vision and holding up the arms of leadership to bring about what God wants to do in this region and even in the earth through you. Because you're not just only called to Sioux Falls, but you're called to the world. Come on, say, I'm called to the world. Now, you may not think that's big right now, but trust me, I was told that when I was 19, and they told me that I would be preaching before 35, 50,000 people. At 19, they told me that. Didn't even make sense. I didn't even like to stand up and talk. So that really didn't make sense to me. Believe it or not, I was so quiet and so shy. I was. I'm serious. I was so shy. My sister was the lead. She did all the lead singing. I was the background. You know, I was sat in the back. They had to make me come. Come on. But when you hear something prophetic, or if you really follow the plan of God, God's just going to wow your life, and he'll take you to places, cause things to happen in your life that you never, ever dreamt about.
Come on, Pastor.
But it's going to happen because you are his glory in the earth. So you can't stay here in Sioux Falls.
Come on.
You have to be released sooner or later after you get trained, equipped. You know, charity begins at home. You gotta do it here first.
On,
you gotta do it here first. Amen. You gotta get it here first. And then when you get to that place, you get a divine moment. And then you talking about star is born? And then we can look back and say, wow, she came from us. He came from us.
Yeah.
Look at Pastor Alex. He's traveling the world. Look at him and Tanya. I remember when it was only 20 of us.
Come on.
And look at our church. It's grown, and he's coming back. And I mean, all of these things. I want you to really open up your vision today. I want you to open up that thing that causes you to dream today. Because God has great things in store for you. And I want you to just begin to, as you're young and getting older, understand that you are God's gift to the world. That's what I want to talk about today. That my life, that your life is a gift. We are God's gift to the world. To the world. And what's a gift? Because, you know, the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave us a gift. He gave us a gift of his son. He gave us a gift. He gave us a gift so that we can have the gift, and now we are the gift. So what's a gift? It's a present. Sometimes it's a bonus. Sometimes it's a surprise. What's a gift? It's not bought. It's not bought. Can't buy what I have. Can't buy. And I can't sell you what I have. Can't sell it to you. You can't earn it. But it's because a gift is freely given. It's freely given. You don't make me give you a gift. How many people like gifts? This is really a nice stone bracelet. And I say, oh, it was handmade. I said, it's really, really, really nice. But I said, oh, ladies, who loves gifts? Who loves the gifts of a bracelet? And so, Tanya, this is my gift. But it's not because I like you. A gift is something, you didn't have to do anything for this. You didn't have to earn it. But because from my heart, I want to give you something. Nobody's making me give you this, but I want to give it to you from my heart because I'm a giver. That is so important in this day and age when everybody is saying, give me, give me, give me, give me. Lord, bless me, bless me, Lord. Bless me, Lord, bless me, bless me, bless me. I need. We like the scripture, Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be
given.
Yeah. But what about Luke 6:38? Give. Give. And it
shall be given.
Tanya, would you take this gift? Would you take this gift from me? Okay. Really? That's a gift for you. And so, see, that is what the world is supposed to be saying about us. When we give, they say, really? You said that for me? You did that for me? You, thank you. your peace, your love, whatever. We are a gift to the world. I want you to see yourself precious. I want you to see yourself gifted. The Bible says that all good and perfect gifts come from the Father. You are gifted. There was a time when Timothy told Paul in 2 Timothy 1 in around 7 and 8, he says, the gift, there was an impartation of giftings in you by your grandmother. And Paul says, I want to stir it up in you. Before it's over tonight, I want to stir up the gift of life, the gift that you have in you. You may say, well, I can't preach like Pastor Alice. I can't sing like Audrey. I can't do what Pastor Tanya does. I'm not creative like somebody else. But you have a gift. You do. And he gives it to us. He gives all of us gifts according to who we are. If you're choir, he may not give you a gift that you're crazy like Andre. I mean, he will give you a gift proportion to who you are. And your gift will bless somebody. You have somebody's blessing. And your gift to the world is what God is depending on. Because our life is a worship unto him. And we glorify God. My testimony. Got to give my testimony. It's important. That's, oh man. How many know your testimony is valuable? All the tears you shed behind that testimony, you better know it's valuable. The hurt and sometimes the pain in a testimony, the discomfort of a testimony. You may say, what can God get out of this mess that I've been in? I can't tell anybody. No, that mess, somebody needs to hear that. Because that is going to bless somebody and it's going to free somebody. I'm telling you, every part of your life is a gift. Gift. And what do you do with gifts? You do what I did with Tanya. Give it away. God gave. You can't keep a gift. Your gift is not for you. How many know that we don't live unto ourselves?
Amen.
We don't live unto ourselves. And this is important in this day and time because we do live in a materialistic world. We live in a world that's seductive and that's telling us, luring us into this and that. But the Bible always admonishes us. If you try to save your life, build your life, preserve your life, if you try to make your own life, you're going to lose it. If you're just all together consumed in your own life, then you're going to lose it. Can I drop a bomb in here this morning? A rude awakening?
Yes.
Do you know what a rude awakening is? How many remember 8:46 a.m. 9/11? Y'all forgot about 9/11,
yeah.
Right? Did you forget about 9/11? Rude awakening? There was a moment the whole world changed.
Yes.
The whole world changed. Here's a bomb I want to drop. Out of all of our aspirations, out of all our dreams, and everything that we know, expect, and want God to do for us, out of all the things that God has in store for us, here's the key. Give. And it shall be given. We can never enter into that moment of receiving from him until we first do the giving, and it shall be given. We have to give. And when we say give, it's a service. It's a service. It's not only in church. It's a service. It's we give. It's service that we do. We give. It's a contribution that we make. We make a contribution to this world, to the society. So while we're looking for, Lord, where's my upset because we're not blessed, upset because it's not happening, upset because it's not going our way, we become children like our children that we call a spoiled. I didn't say it. You said it. I didn't say it. And we become children like that because we want. Just me and my family, me and me. Lord, bless me and me. Then we turn around. I ask him to bless me and me. And then when he finishes that, then we ask him again, say, please bless me and me. And it's always, when you think about it, give me, I need, I want. We have discomfort today because something did not go our way because we want. We're people that want. We're the Americans. Excuse me. We want. Give me. What you gonna do? What belongs to me? I expect. Why hasn't this happened for me now? Why is this not going on? What's wrong with my life? What is always, my. What is God saying to us? That you're missing it. Nothing can happen until you first give. Give of your life. Continually. You don't understand. I'm not giving anymore because I was hurt. You still have to give. Continually. Well, I don't want to be vulnerable. I don't want to be taken advantage of. I don't want to be, you know, used to death. Give, give. If you're giving, you're supposed to expend. We get tired. Don't you get tired? We get tired, don't we? Why do we get tired? Because we give. We give. We give. And we're supposed to. But there's a reward for it. But, you know, not to the point where you're doing something just for that. If I serve you, one day somebody's going to serve me. Hello? No. If I be faithful, then if I'm faithful, God's going to, with the wrong intention. No. We give unconditionally. We give out of our hearts. We give because we are givers. When we give, not because we want God to bless us. We just, because we have the Spirit of God in us. And we have a gift in us. And I realize I have a gift for the world. My smile, my hug, my warmth, my just bless you, my handshake, my pat, my eyes. I have a gift to give away to the earth. They need me. I'm serious.
Yes.
Because they need what I have. They need God. They need the gift of God that's in me. So you are a gift. So you are an offering. You give. Remember, a gift is even if you don't deserve it. Did we deserve it? Do we deserve it now? But it's the heart of the giver. It's the one that gives himself. And then he turns around and say, even as I have given unto you. Giving, I can forgive. We can forgive. Listen to me, somebody. We can forgive because we've been forgiven. Somebody in here needs to give forgiveness away. Need to give it. Been holding on to crap, holding on to hurt, holding on to what somebody has done. God wants you to give the gift of forgiveness. They don't deserve it. I agree. But it's a gift. Somebody needs to give the gift of friendship. She hurt my feelings. He shouldn't have never said that. It's a gift. They don't deserve it. But that's how you show the love of Christ. Because he's the giver and he's given that. He's given you that forgiveness to give away. He's given you that. He's put love in you so you can give it away. Not to hold on to it and say somebody else love me. But he gave you love. He gave you understanding so you can give it away. He gave you insight. Not so you can keep it and say, oh, the Lord showed me. The Lord told me. The Lord, look what I did. Look what, you know. Or even to say to yourself, oh, thank you, God, for that revelation. He gave it to you. For you to get it, but so you can give it away. And bless somebody. You have the gift to bless people. You can bless me. Oh, she's a pastor. You better bless me. You can bless me. Oh, pastor. Some of you guys, I see you guys out, and you be like, you make me feel so good. You know what that is? That's the gift of friendship. It's the gift of love. And what does it do? It makes me feel so great. I'm like, oh, she remembered me. Oh, they want to speak, you know, anything. But you have something to give away, and it's your life. It's Jesus in you, yes. It's the gifts that he's given you, yes. It's life. It's what people need, mm-hmm. Gifts. A lot of times I give gifts because people need them. How many know people that need the gift of God or need the gift of friendship? Okay? I mean, you know, they're sitting by themselves. You know it. You know nobody wants to really talk with them on your job, at school. You know they're kind of alone. They need the gift of friendship. They need the gift of relationship. They need the gift of a good friend. Whatever you have today, God has given it to you so you can give back. God has blessed you so you can give back. Just look at a couple of scriptures to validate. Just listen to the word of God, okay? concerning your life is a gift, and what your life is all about and what your life is not about. All righty? All right. Luke 12 and 15.
And he said to him, to them, take heed and be aware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
Thank you. Your life is not about the things we possess. We're supposed to have the best and we will. But after the principle of giving, it'll come to you. Seek ye first, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of its righteousness, and what? All these things shall be added. So there's a principle, a principle of the first. So first it says to do that first, and then that comes automatically by him. And when he does it well. All right? So our life is not comprised of working 60 hours, 80 hours, getting this, gotta have that, gotta have this, gotta do this, gotta be upset because it's not happening. Man, I might forget it. No. Mad at God, mad at boss man, mad at this person, because our psychic and our paradigm is full of things, and what we gotta have. And God said, whoa. Don't put the cart before the horse. The horse goes first. The giving goes first, and then the giving pulls the cart with the things on it. So the life is, as even as young people, just be careful. The spirit of materialism. Be careful of the world that will lure you to just forget about him and get so involved with, I gotta have good life. That is what my life is. Some of us may have to retrospect and really look at what we consider a happy life is, or what a life is satisfying. Because you think money is gonna make you totally happy? I know most of you say, yeah, Pastor. No. Ask any of them. They're committing suicide all the time. They're dying early because they just get into drugs, get into alcohol because there's nothing else to do.
Come on.
Even rich kids, nothing else to do. So they're just, So it's not money. It's not having all the girlfriends or boyfriends, not having all the sex, all that kind of stuff. Life, Solomon, the wisest man in the West in the ancient times, had all the money, all the women, all the fame, everything. Yes. And then after a while he said, you know what? Meaningless. Vanity.
Yes.
This is not satisfying me. This is not what I was put here to do. And until we do what we're put here to do, it's not satisfying. We can just do some stuff a little while to work, but then after a while we come to terms. It doesn't. And so we don't want to wait until we're older to be like Mr. Sanford. God bless his heart. They gave Sioux Falls dollars because, you know, he had it all.
Yeah.
He had it all. So he just, now he can give. But we don't want to wait in the service of God, in the kingdom of God. We don't wait till we get older to give back. Hello, somebody.
Amen.
We don't wait till we get, you know, 50, 60, 70, whether it's money or whether it's time to give back. Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Remember now thy days of thy creator while the evil. Remember now the days of thy creator in thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh. Then I shall say, I have no pleasure in them, because you waited until this too late. John 9 and 4. I got to work when it's daylight. I got to work while I have time. I got to work while I have my life. Don't know when your life is gone. I just told this morning, I was in an airplane last night coming from Salt Lake City, and for the first time in all of my 40-something years flying, I thought I was gone. The plane malfunctioned way up in the air. And I mean, I just started saying, okay, Lord, what should I do? Should I just get up and just make sure everybody got salvation? Or should I just say, well, this is my moment, let me die? I'm serious. You never could understand what I'm saying unless you up there in the plane is like, and everything goes every place, and everybody's like, ah! I had one of those calls yesterday, and I said, okay, Lord, have I done what you told me to do? If I leave here, can you say, well done, that good and faithful servant? Did I do my plan or did I do your plan? And I started thinking, I never want to pastor a church. That was your plan. I did your plan. I never wanted to leave Buffalo, New York in 1984, making over $50,000. I never wanted to leave my good job selling real estate in addition to that to come to South Dakota. That was not my plan. See, I wanted to quit the church when the resources were not here, when the people were not here, when the money was not here. I didn't quit, Lord. That was your plan. I didn't do my plan. See, when I got discouraged, when the people was like saying stuff they shouldn't have said, wasn't true, I stuck to it. It was your plan. And I started thinking, I was like, you know what? Even in the times when I made bad mistakes thinking I was doing the right thing. That is your plan, Lord. It was for you. I got offers here, offers there. Take this, take that. Paid. Just, I said, I didn't do any of that. I stayed right here for your plan. So then I said, then the next big question came. Okay, are you ready? How many know that that's the big question?
Yes.
That when it comes time for you to die, are you going to be ready? Are you ready? Will you be ready? Because really, we don't know. I really, really, really thought up there yesterday, I would not be here today. Is that close? And I concluded with, Lord, you will say to me, well done, thy good and not perfect servant, but good and faithful servant. You persevered, you kept it, you didn't let go. Hard times, you could have given up, you kept messing up, you got back up, you messed up, you got back up. You were faithful, you kept to it, 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 got up. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in. I said, okay, Lord, then I can go. I'm ready. If I leave out of here and get hit by a car, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. That gives me joy. I'm ready. And then I've been given my life as a gift. Now, I didn't keep it unto myself. I didn't do what I wanted to do. But I gave my life for the glory of God. God made me.
God made me.
For him.
For him.
He made things.
He made things.
For me.
For me.
When I give me him.
When I give me him.
He give me things.
He give me things.
He said, live the life that he has assigned to you. Live the life that he has assigned to you. There's a calling in life. There's a blueprint. He live it, not unto yourself. The hardest prayer to pray, not my will, but thy will be done. That's another word in the New Testament for gift. It's submission, because you're submitting something. And it's submission from your will to another. Submission and submitting. Who gives us life? Who wakes you up? Let's get this clear tonight, today. Who gives us life? God gives us life. Whose life is it? Whose life is it? You're 18 and over. Whose life is it? Who put his breath and blew life into your body? He did. Whose life is it?
His.
He gave us his life so we can give, so he can touch the world. Through us, he reaches the world. He touches the world. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. Make this world a better place, and you can. So that's who you are. You have the gift of God in you. We have a life that has a life. We are a life that has a life. And it's the life of God. The life is described as our time on this earth. And after our time on this earth, it's called death. And the Bible says, nobody knows when that day comes. Death says, the end. Life is between being born and death. And in between that, God is saying to us, work while it is day. Don't get caught up into this world that you can't live out what I put you here for. I created you. I created you for my purpose. Yes, you'll be a wonderful father, mother, sister, brother. Yes, you have riches untold. Yes, you do this. But do not forget that your life is a gift. Everything that you have is not just for you, but it's to bless somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
And this is your life. And this is why we were created. You, me, are givers. Give. That's the key. Give. Don't be afraid. Don't hold back. Don't say, I don't have anything to give. That is a lie. I don't have anything to give. I don't fit. That you fit somewhere. That is a lie. You're deceiving yourself. You're playing yourself small. And playing yourself small cannot serve the world. Give. And watch somebody else be blessed. God so loved the world, not the cosmos, but humanity, that he gave. How many love people? You got to be into people, people. You can't be into church. You got to be into people. You can't only be into church people. You have to be into people. Come on, say, Lord. Come on, Lord. Help me to love people. You know, sometimes culturally we come out of cultures that we just inbred, and we have closed communities. But God so loved everybody that he gave. I want to challenge you this morning to see your life precious, to see your life as the life that God has given you to give back to others. Can you give somebody a kind word? Can you bless somebody? Can you just lead every day saying, I'm a gift to the world. Who needs me? Who can I bless? What can change because I'm here? Because God put me here and his presence in me, somebody can receive from me. Look for opportunities to bless. Look for opportunities to give of yourself. Look at people in their eyes. Look at them. Let your spirit see people. And just say, Lord, what can I give them today? What can I give them today? Even at home, don't skip home. Even to your wife, even to your mother, even to your children, even to your dog. What can I give? Just look and say, what can I give today? You can give love. You can give peace. It's okay. Because we're a gift to the world. And gifts, when we give, are good. Check your attitude. Check your attitude. With people, with your family. Check your attitude. Check your tone of voice. Check your disposition. Check your relationships. Because you find yourself holding back. Don't want to be her friend anymore. Don't want to fellowship with them anymore. They need you. The very ones that you don't want to do that with need you. That's a trick of the enemy. A trick of the enemy. Well, we're separate. Trick of the enemy. They need so much of you. They may not know it. But God has his way. Letting that sun shine out. Letting that love. Hallelujah. Come on, say, Lord, stir up the gift within me. I want to be a giver. Hallelujah.